It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden spoke at the White House on Tuesday, delivering a speech on the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 that has just become the predominant strain here in the U.S. He was seeking to reassure vaccinated Americans that they can proceed with their holiday plans without fear of getting seriously ill from COVID-19. Biden also announced new efforts to combat the surge, including preparing 1,000 military service members to deploy to overburdened hospitals across the country in January and February, and the purchase of 500 million at-home rapid COVID-19 tests that Americans who sign up will get by mail. Though there is concern about the availability of tests as the Omicron variant continues to spread. And of course, he continued to make a strong case for getting the vaccine, getting boosted, and tuning out the noise and misinformation being pushed by Fox Not News.
The unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters. It's wrong. It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
Biden's remarks came as the CDC released new data showing that COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in 2020, the Census Bureau showing that U.S. population growth hit a record low in 2020, growing by less than 393,000 people between July of 2020 and June of 2021. And life expectancy fell 1.8 years to 77 from 2019, the largest margin since World War II. The National Hockey League announced on Tuesday that its players will not participate in the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. They also announced that the league will pause its season starting today ahead of the Christmas break due to COVID-19 as the Omicron variant spreads explosively around the world. The NHL is the first major sports league in North America to stop its season because of Omicron. Before the announcement, the league had already postponed 50 games due to COVID-19 cases. 10 teams had shut down by Monday night, and 15% of the league's players were under pandemic protocols. Oh, man. Biden also tried to comfort Americans frustrated after 2 years of the pandemic with no end in sight. And then the president took some questions from the journalists who were there on the subject of Joe Manchin and Build Back Better. Pushback on Manchin is coming from an unexpected source. The coal miners. Yep, America's largest coal mining union put out a statement lauding the legislation's provisions and pushing Manchin to reconsider. The union pointed to several items in the plan that it believes are crucial to its members and communities, including tax incentives to encourage manufacturers to build facilities in coal fields, employing thousands of coal miners who are out of work. After admitting that he wasn't supposed to be taking questions, according to who, the president did take one more, after which he dropped the mic.
Mr. President, did Senator Manchin break his commitment to you? When you announced the framework, the White House says that all 50 senators were believed to get behind it, all 50 Democratic senators. So did Senator Manchin break his commitment to you?
Senator Manchin and I are going to get something done. Thank you.
In other news, it's jury watch time. Juries are deliberating 3 high-profile cases. It's a safe bet to assume they all want to be done in time to celebrate Christmas at the end of the week. So, the jury deliberating the fate of the former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, who shot and killed Dante Wright after allegedly mistaking her service gun for a taser, gave a hint about their status on Tuesday afternoon. The jury sent a note to the judge asking what happens if they can't come to a unanimous verdict. Jurors are in their third day of deliberations in the fraud trial of Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of the blood testing startup Theranos. And according to the Miami Herald, the jurors in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial appear to be struggling with some of the testimony. They sent 3 notes to the judge on Tuesday. Stay tuned. So we're just 2 weeks away from the first anniversary of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The Orange Man himself has announced that he'll hold a press conference on January 6th at Mar-a-Lago. putting journalists in the unenviable position of having to cover what's sure to be a lie-filled circus of an event. At the same time, Nancy Pelosi has sent a letter to the Democratic caucus noting that though the House will not be in session the first week of January, there will be a full program of events to mark the solemn occasion. Michael Flynn, the embattled former national security advisor to the former guy, is now suing to block a House subpoena for his phone records. His lawsuit, filed yesterday, marks the eighth court challenge to the ability of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack to gather evidence on Trump's efforts to overturn the election. Separately, Republican Congressman Scott Perry declined the panel's request to speak with him, a move that could set up a showdown between a staunch Trump supporter in Congress and the committee. Perry is the first member of Congress that the panel has reached out to for its investigation. His response raises the question of whether the committee will now move to subpoena a fellow House member. And finally, a bit of good news. Kellogg workers have ratified a new contract, ending a months-long strike at four cereal plants that began back in early October. The contract covers about 1,400 employees at Kellogg plants in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. The union that represents them said that the agreement makes gains and does not include concessions. Kellogg said the contract gives all workers immediate wage increases and cost of living adjustments, as well as a faster and clearer track to higher wages for new hires. Workers are expected to return to work on Monday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.